Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1107, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so we pretty much finished the Halachos of Kadima Bebrachos. It's never finished. There's still many more Shailas which come up. But at least the basics and the guidelines, we went through many, many examples, and pretty much that... That's that. As we always say, that as we go down the roads, shailas come up, questions come up. We will go back and readdress it because, you know, you never finished, and there's always various different questions which come up in any subject in Hilchos Brachos or Hilchos Shabbos for that matter, which we are learning. Okay, so I want to go back. I've been talking about a few times that I want to go back and start again really from the beginning and fine comb the halachas of Shinoi Mokaim. Shinoi Mokaim meaning a change of a halachic change of place and how those brachas apply. The reason is because there's so many shailas which are coming up constantly in Shinoi Mokaim. People ask constantly the bottle of water, especially coming up now, the heat, you know, in the summertime, in other words, being warmer days, people go have bottle of water all day long. You know, where is the cutoff line? Do they need a new shahakal? Not need a new shahakal. You know, what's considered Shinoi Mokaim, not. You have the famous coffee that everybody, you know, people in the house, out the house, they run out, they get a UPS package, they throw out the garbage, take the child off the bus, cookies, pretzels, you know, cake, people traveling constantly. Then you have Shinoi Mokaim also with Hamaitzi, which we spoke about a little bit. You don't have Shinoi Mokaim, but the question is, in conjunction with benching, which we spoke about the last few shiurim, how that works. It's a little bit of a different thing with the benching itself because of the fact that the benching is a halacha that, the benching is a halacha whereby you have to bench in the place 1-8. But the question is if somebody has to run out, for how long, and so on. So we'll try and talk about all those things. In other words, if you have to run out if you have to just run out real quickly and it's hamoitzi, so then we said, we've went through those halachas, there's no shinoi mokaim, right? I have to go out and take a UPS package or take the child off the bus and I'm in the middle of my meal, so there's no problem with, if it's hamoitzi, of course you don't remake the hamoitzi. And you don't have to bench before you go out. Obviously there's no shinoi mokaim when it comes to that. But the question is, if you're going out for a longer period of time, so the Mishnah Berurah says possibly, which we'll try and talk about also down the line, possibly to bench before, because depending if you get a bit, you know, you go like, for example, we spoke about a long time ago, a person goes out to the mechanic, even though it might be a quick thing, just pick up his car, but the mechanic might start schmoozing with him. This is wrong, that's wrong, whatever. Okay, but we'll get to those halachas, but there's so many various different halachas which come up constantly, and people are constantly asking, and how do we work, you know, in reference to all these halachas of Shinoi Mokaim. And I want to just, we went through it a long time ago. I don't remember exactly. It's about a year and a half, maybe even 2 years ago. But I want to go through it a little bit more, you know, in a systematic fashion, if you want to call it, with the guidelines from the Mishnah Berurah moving all the way down and possibly go through. We've been talking a little bit about the Sefer Hilchos Brachos from Ramal in Eretz Yisrael. He wrote a beautiful, beautiful stuff in those simonim on Hilchos Brachos, and he goes through Shinoi Mokaim really, really well. He doesn't need my haskama, but he goes through Shinoi Mokaim really well as far as various different examples which come up, which is in Shinoi Mokaim. The point I want to say in Shinoi Mokaim, it's very hard to always, you know, think of all the examples, but there's so many examples which come up, and a person has to know how to work it. And one little change could, you know, change the whole situation. It could be, you know, you could be dealing with the question of a bracha shenit tricha or whatever. Okay. So be it as it may, let's start. So the bottom line is, I just want to establish, we are also, I do want to mention another reason why I want to work a little bit on Shinoi Mokaim, go through actually fine kon Shinoi Mokaim, because we're doing it also, as many of us know, we do writing, we have a group, where we do writing, where we write out main points of halachas and brachas, and we push it, just started Shinoi Mokaim also. So in conjunction with that, we want to work it together. If anybody would ever want the link, please reach out to me, and I will send you the link to that shiur where we mamash pretty much many things that we'll be saying in the shiurim upcoming from here on in, B'li Neder, in Shinoi Mokaim are written out, you know, like in a very systematical form. So it makes it much easier to remember. If anybody wants the link to that group, please reach out to me, and I'd be glad to send it to them. Okay, so again, just to start off, to make a Hagdama Hama. So Lamaisa, we want to establish one thing, that Shinoi Makom, which I think a lot of people are a little bit confused. And again, we're trying to work with the shailas that come in, the questions which come in, whereby I hear sometimes either confusion or people are not clear in certain parts of it. So there's one part of Shinoi Makom which I see a lot of people are not so clear, that you have a bracha rishayna and a bracha achrayna. Okay, so you have a bracha before the food and you have a bracha after the food. Okay, so that's the first thing we're going to talk about, and next year we'll get into that. We have to know that those are two separate things. The bracha before the food is one thing, and it has nothing to do with the bracha after the food. There's two different halachas. That's one area where I see that people are a little bit fuzzy, if you want to call it. In other words, it's a little bit not clear, which we'll discuss the distinction exactly of the two, of the bracha before the food, bracha rishayna, and the bracha after the food, bracha achrayna. Thank you for listening. Atzlachem, bracha kol tov.